Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Glad that you're here with us. It is a Wednesday morning. It's the 17th day of April and shaping up to just be a gorgeous day. Like high 60s, right around 70. Thinking about going to the zoo a little later.
Are you?
With the grandkids.
Nice. Well, right now it's 72.
Oh, beautiful. It's already beautiful out there, and hopefully you can get out and enjoy it. You survived Rainmageddon yesterday, which was nothing at my house. I don't know about you. It rained just enough to make the pollen on my truck even uglier than it already was. It just muddled it a little bit, right? The yellow pollen.
I don't think I saw a single drop in St. Charles. Could be wrong.
Didn't even wet the cement out in my house in West County. That's how little rain we actually got yesterday. It was just amazing. I don't know. But coming up, we are going to get to David Gregory, who is the running for Senate, and he has sued Sam Page. Now, we had Dennis Hancock on, county councilman, a couple weeks ago, maybe last week, and we asked him specifically why there was a delay in this county senior tax break issue, and they can't really explain it except that Sam Page seems to be holding it hostage because he wants a tax increase. And we'll talk to David Gregory about his thoughts on this. We're going to get to an expert on the Middle East, the situation in Israel, what's likely to happen with Iran, why U.S. policy seems to have changed so much. And, of course, we'll talk about President Trump's trial going on up in New York. They've actually got he's got the day off. He might have to miss his son's graduation, but they're giving them Wednesdays off every week, oddly enough. Who knows why? I don't know. Carl, let's get to the top stories, though, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
But guess what? Even in the polls that are being used now, we're ahead in 35 polls.
I don't know, folks. I use Real Clear Politics. I go there on occasion. There's probably not one poll that shows Joe Biden ahead. I'm not quite sure what he's talking about, unless he's only taking polls in extraordinarily blue states.
This is a trial that should have never been brought. Every legal pundit, every legal scholar said this trial is a disgrace.
That is true. Most of them anyway, unless, of course, you go to MSNBC. MSDNC would certainly tell you that, oh, there's a really good chance Donald Trump could be convicted here. Well, there probably is, because it's New York City and you can't get a fair trial in New York City, as we'll hear from Greg Jarrett.
So I came back as soon as I found out that, in fact, I had not sold all individuals.
Wait. No, that's not true either. Let's just look at the timeline. Let's not. I just remind you, you're under oath.
Josh Hawley grilling Jennifer Granholm, the energy secretary, for flat out lying to his Senate committee last year, claiming she didn't have any stocks, any individual stocks at all. And that's kind of where we are.
Early Tuesday morning, this was the scene. Investigators gathering all evidence to help make sense of what went down.
Yeah, that was the very dramatic reporting there from Channel 4 of the shooting in Ferguson yesterday at the QT.
I was going to ask which shooting, because there were multiple shootings, I think, over the last 24 hours. A standoff in Tower Grove South, the Ferguson one?
This is not the QT that they burned down in Ferguson. This is a different one. And Channel 4 seemed to be going to great lengths to talk to people who said it's not an unsafe QT, even though they've had like 60 calls for service there so far this year, if I understood their reporting correctly. But here's what caught my attention on this. Jane Duker, the attorney who represents a lot of police unions, but who's also a Democrat, was on fire yesterday, pointing out inconsistencies in reporting and how we cover crime and crime stories in the St. Louis area. So here's the headline in the Channel 4 report. I printed it off here. I've got it in my grubby little fingers. It says, two dead in overnight officer-involved shooting in Ferguson. Investigation underway. I mean, technically, that's probably a true statement. Two people are dead. There was an officer-involved shooting in Ferguson. Investigation underway. Jane tweets out correctly, fixed that headline for you, Channel 4. Police shoot gun-wielding man who just murdered another man at a gas station. Thank you, police. That's what happened there. There happened to be a police officer at the gas station. He looks over at the gas pumps, sees one man pull out a gun and point-blank murder another man, at which point he engaged and ended up killing the shooter. And somehow, this is two dead in an overnight officer-involved shooting in Ferguson. I don't know what you have to do to get people to acknowledge when it's a good thing that a good guy with a gun is there. Now, why did the two guys shoot each other? I don't know. And normally I would be a little hesitant because I think, well, maybe the one guy was trying to rob the other guy. But here's the thing about it. The two guys apparently arrived at the gas station together. So even Channel 4 admitted that in their reporting. Listen.
St. Louis County Police tell First Alert 4 a Ferguson officer was leaving this quick trip when he heard shots fired near the gas pumps. The officer saw a man shoot another man. Then the officer fired his gun, killing the suspect after the suspect killed the other man.
Something happened to where he had to shoot someone. And the cop just saw that without understanding what happens and shoots him.
Police say the two men had arrived at the gas station together and are believed to be known to each other.
Wait, did I understand that correctly? That he thinks the police officer should have known the motive for the other murder before he then engaged with the shooter who just shot a man dead?
There's plenty of video of this. It's a QT. They've got cameras everywhere. So they're looking at what happened here. The odds are that this is a bad shooting are very slim. I mean, the two guys arrived at the station together, got in an argument with each other. One pulled out a gun and shot the other one. And I'm certain the officer didn't just stand 40 feet away and start firing. He probably told the guy to put the gun down and then engaged. I mean, that's what they're trained to do. Well, those details will come out.
I mean, unless he's suggesting maybe this was an accidental shooting, which I would probably say not likely.
Unlikely.
Here's the thing. Media knows that if you have the trigger words of officer-involved shooting, anytime you'd hear that on the scanners, I'm telling you, a newsroom goes berserk. I would hear, Saint Ange, go, go, go. I mean, it's like, get out to the scene as fast as you possibly can, because they knew it would be a big story and people would click on it.
Yeah.
I will never forget hearing my name being screamed across the newsroom to get the photographer and get out the door.
That means either an officer has been shot or an officer was involved in shooting someone.
Any sort of time an officer is involved in a shooting, it's a big deal for a newsroom.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. And it should be. I just think, to Jane's point, that headline was just could have been rephrased a little bit to the benefit of the police officers.
I agree.
They would prefer not to do that, clearly. All right, a quick break here. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what happened in the Supreme Court of the United States yesterday. Dozens of people that have faced 20-year jail terms over an obstruction charge that's never been used before might be getting a little relief from the Supreme Court. If we can take anything from the questioning yesterday, when this issue came up before SCOTUS, I'll let you hear some of it from Neil Gorsuch and Clarence Thomas when we come back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
These are the days. These are the days. These are the days of girlhood. These are the days. These are the days. These are the days.
All right, let me apologize for subjecting you to that, but Kim St. Ange did start dancing.
I was playing Van Morrison
a minute ago.
You stop.
But if you look at the lyrics of this song, it is awful.
It's offensive.
I mean, it is offensive.
It's offensive.
My gosh.
Yeah, I know.
I won't even get into it.
How he's describing what it's like to be a girl. He would know that.
Drink champagne in the bathtub with your bubbles and then have the walk of shame and get drunk and then go take advantage of men and try to get them to buy you free drinks. That's girlhood, ladies.
Good way for him to get his nose broken.
Did he have a nose job? It probably has been broken.
In the break, Kim's trying to come up with her next news headline and how to describe Dylan Mulvaney. I said, how about vile miscreant? Does that fit? That fits, doesn't it?
I didn't go with that option, but I appreciated the suggestion.
Instead of transgender influencer, how about vile miscreant?
Because I really do put a lot of thought in the way that I write these headlines, because we all know that the way you present something can have a big impact on the way it's interpreted.
Mental health patient?
I didn't go with that one either, but that one might work.
I've got several options here for you.
Keep coming up with them. We could share the options later on in the show.
So the point is, we talked about this last hour, if you're just tuning in. This thing is coming to St. Louis University on Monday night, being welcomed with open arms, right? And I'm sure all the pink hat crowd will be there, and all the lefties and combat boot wearing feminazis will be there to listen to this mental health patient speak. And guess who won't be there? Conservatives will not be there protesting this mental health patient speaking on the St. Louis University campus, because that's not what we do. But Matt Walsh, who is a conservative commentator, who tried to speak in the very same room where Dylan Mulvaney will speak Monday night, got run off campus by the school because of protesters. Isn't that the case?
Students were protesting and screaming. We heard a clip earlier, My Body, My Choice.
Yeah. And so Matt Walsh was not allowed to speak on the St. Louis University campus. He was prevented from speaking because of the freaks on the left who can't stand the most tolerant people in the world unless you disagree with them. Can't stand that he might have been able to express his point of view. But this guy is going to go speak. And the head of the College Republicans, as I projected earlier, they don't like the guy, but they have no plans to go over there and protest his right to speak on campus.
Yep.
What is the difference there? Do you see the stark contrast of what's going on in this country? The people that call you a fascist are the same ones trying to shut down your right to speak and want to lock up the leading political opponent for the opposing party. These are the ones that want to refer to you as a brown shirt, which is they're just accusing you of what they are, of what they're doing in the world. That's it. Particularly the pro-abortion group. I was just looking back over at one of my soapboxes the other day on the abortion issue. And Clarence Thomas had pointed out the links to abortion and Planned Parenthood and eugenics and Margaret Sanger. Have you looked at that lately? Margaret Sanger, who Hillary Clinton referred to as a mentor, who started Planned Parenthood, who believed in eugenics, and she wanted it to control the black population in the United States.
People don't realize that, by the way. It had racist beginnings,
of course, and nobody talks about that anymore. And if you ask Planned Parenthood, they'll say they've disagreed with eugenics for years. They just provide health care. Abortion is not health care. So the point is here, there's the same people that want to shut you down are the ones that are doing what they accuse you of wanting to do. Free speech is dying in America at the hands of the left. You just have to understand that. Dylan Mulvaney will pull off whatever sick message he's got Monday night, and I'm not going to be there trying to stop him. He's got the freedom to say that if he wants to.
Yep. Just like Matt Walsh should. That's my biggest point. If Dylan's going to speak, so should any conservative speaker be allowed to be there on SLU's campus.
Could not agree with that more. All right. Nicole Murray, coming up in a few minutes. We'll get a check of business. They had a decision by the Fed yesterday on interest rates, it looks like. And the market has responded positively. Plus, we'll talk a little bit more about our bourbon night, which is tomorrow night. Still some tickets available. We're going to talk about all the details on that as well, straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show. Hey, I've got an idea. Let's go have a drink tomorrow night. How about that? The Bourbon Spring Fling is tomorrow. There are still some tickets available. They're only $35. We're going to meet out at the Clayton Wine House across from the Tropicana Bowl there in Clayton. Plenty of free parking. There's a parking lot right next to the Clayton Wine House. There's more parking at a bank parking lot right across the street, so you're not going to have any issue with that. I know some people worry about parking in Clayton. This is really not an issue. But it's going to be a great time. We got lots of different bourbons. If you're a bourbon fan, lots of stuff you can sample. There will be appetizers. If you're not a bourbon fan, there will be a wine and liquor and of course, me and Carl and Kim. And I'm hoping Ethan will be there. And it's just going to be a good time. We are going to get a good turnout tomorrow night and just kind of hang out and enjoy some good bourbon. Maybe we'll get Kim St. Ange to try some different bourbons. What do you think?
Well, I did try that bourbon last week on our Facebook Live, and that bourbon that I really enjoyed that you gave me was like a something praline. Remember that one?
Oh, the pecan praline.
That was good.
Yeah, I don't know that there'll be Select Club there, but that's what she's referring to, which is nice flavored whiskey. You like that JoJo too, didn't you? The chocolate?
I don't know
didn't
if I tried that one.
Yeah, you did.
I did?
I gave you a bottle of it.
I forget how many bourbons I've tried at this point. I will tell you, I like wine and I like cheese, and both of them will be there.
Yes, they will. So you can get to 971talk.com and just you'll see it as soon as you open up the page. Click on the barrel head there that says Spring Bourbon Fling. Buy your tickets. Only $35. Great deal. And we'll hopefully see you tomorrow night. So good. Let's get to Nicole, please. Nicole, we will toast in your honor tomorrow night. How about that?
Please do. I'm so jealous I can't be there.
I know you like the wine and not the bourbon though, right?
Yeah, bourbon's a little much for me, but okay. You know, that wine and cheese, that's where I'm at. That's my vibe.
Little wine, little cheese, little crackers. Yeah, we're going to have appetizers. It's going to be a good time. Sorry you can't be here, but we will next time you're in St. Louis, we'll do that.
Please talk to Gordon.
Have you ever been to St. Louis?
I don't believe I have.
Okay. All right. So that's a bucket list thing for you, I'm sure, right?
For a lot of people, I think St. Louis is bucket list. Top five places they have to visit, not even just in the country, I think probably the world.
Ooh, why? I mean that respectfully.
She didn't pick up on your sarcasm,
I'm being
Kim.
Very sarcastic. Yeah, we typically make like number one most dangerous city in the country. Oh. I don't think many people are itching to get here unless they're just really excited about the arch, which is cool. You should see it. But I don't think people are just, you know, doing anything they can to make sure that they stop in St. Louis, Missouri, unfortunately.
The one time I have a nice response for you guys, you remind me why I don't do that.
She took you too seriously, Kim. That's the problem. What's going on out there, Nicole?
Okay, so futures are slightly higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 63. The NASDAQ lost to 19 and the S&P 500 down 10. Development firm Avenue has confirmed a new apartment development in St. Peter's for those over 55 years old, and it is slated to open this fall. The project will offer 161 one- and two-bedroom apartments, along with a pool, fitness center, yoga, co-working spaces, and pickleball courts. Anheuser-Busch's beer sales dropped by $1.5 billion in North America last year. However, A&B's non-alcoholic beer sales are exceeding expectations, a shift that experts credit to a more health-conscious consumer who is less likely to overindulge. The company said its no-alcohol beer portfolio, which includes Budweiser Zero, O'Doul's, and more, saw revenue growth in the high teens. A second Boeing whistleblower has urged the plane maker to ground all 787 Dreamliner jets worldwide, warning they are at risk of premature failure. Engineer Sam Salapour, who has worked at Boeing for more than a decade, is set to testify on Capitol Hill later today. Salapour has already claimed he faced retaliation, including threats and exclusion from meetings, after raising concerns over the 787 fleet. And more on Boeing. United Airlines has slashed its aircraft delivery expectations for the year as it deals with delays from Boeing's quality control crisis. United expects to receive just 61 new narrow-body planes this year. That is down from the 101 it originally anticipated at the start of 2024. Instead, the airline will add leased Airbus jets to its fleet in the next few years. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is dialing back expectations on interest rate cuts. Powell said that while inflation continues to make its way lower, it hasn't moved quickly enough, and the current state of policy should remain intact. The Fed has kept interest rates between 5.25% and 5.5% since July of last year. And finally, we have another food trend, crushing the typically puffy layered croissant into a two-dimensional version. Businesses are using this to repurpose older croissants, and once flattened, versions have been dipped in chocolate and covered in cinnamon. They are cheaper than your typical baked good.
Like wow. A cracker? Like, is it
that
soft?
Flat.
It's that flat.
But is it soft?
From what I saw with videos, I think it's crunchy because they kind of like break it. Like, it's not like it's mush. Like, it cracks.
What's it coated with? Like, is it covered with something? Like chocolate or something?
So picture like an ice cream cone. You know how like you'll dip and only put part of it in the chocolate?
Yeah.
Like that's what I saw on video. Half of it will be dipped in chocolate, maybe sprinkles, maybe cinnamon sugar. And they're like as thin as a cracker.
It sounds, it makes me hungry, even though I'm not sure exactly what I would be eating.
I mean, I would say the number two things we talk about on the show would be number one, politics, number two, food.
Yes, it's true.
I mean, I get times are tough, but like you're going to serve me old croissants because there's nothing else you can do right now.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'd eat it.
You'll
take it?
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
I feel like I stand alone on this.
Nicole,
stance.
I said I ate food off the floor yesterday that my son throws off his high chair. So my standards are pretty low.
Was it more than 5 seconds?
Usually not, but I'm not going to lie to you and say that I haven't broken the 5 second rule and it looked still fine. And I'm like, it's great. I just washed the floor. I'm eating it.
Well, I respect your honesty, but I don't know.
That's where we are. It's sad, but that's where we are.
This is where we are in life.
All right. Nicole, have a great week. We'll see you on Friday.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Enjoy your breakfast this morning as we talk about eating things off the floor, please. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. We'll get to In Other News with Ethan coming up. Next hour, we're gonna focus a little more on why you don't have a senior citizen property tax break yet if you live in St. Louis County. We'll be right back.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
Yesterday, the U.S. Library of Congress announced the 2024 class of titles selected for induction in the National Recording Registry, with the organization explaining the 25 chosen songs and albums are worthy of preservation for all time based on their cultural, historical, or aesthetic importance in the nation's recorded sound heritage. Now, out of the 2,900 nominations, albums that made the cut were, here are just a couple of them. Green Day's Dookie, the Chicks and or Dixie Chicks, Wide Open Spaces, The Notorious B.I.G.'s debut album, Ready to Die, Blondie's Parallel Lines, ABBA's Arrival, Jefferson Airplane's Surrealistic Pillow, and The Cars' self-titled debut album. Some of the songs were Gene Autry's 1949 Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
Classic.
Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine, Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick's Lottie Dottie, and Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy.
They so how many were selected?
They selected, I believe, 28 out of 2,900.
The Beatles were not in there anywhere?
They probably already in there.
I was going to say, these have to be... Well, some of those songs are not new. I don't know.
Well, no, they're old.
No, they're old.
In many cases. Interesting.
Well, last year they did the St. Louis Blues March by Glenn Miller.
Okay.
Oh. And next year, Dylan Mulvaney will be in there.
The days of girlhood.
The Justice Department is reportedly preparing to sue Live Nation, the parent company of Ticketmaster, due to ongoing criticism regarding high fees, poor customer service, and anti-competitive practices. The potential antitrust lawsuit could be filed as early as next month, with specific claims yet to be disclosed. The DOJ had been scrutinizing Live Nation for years, particularly focusing on allegations that it used its dominance to pressure venues into using Ticketmaster for ticket sales. All this really came out of the chaotic ticket sales for Taylor Swift's tours.
Yeah.
And they had a distribution problem in Mexico for a Bad Bunny concert, who is just as big as Taylor, kind of, I guess. So
I've always been frustrated by that. But yeah. I was also frustrated back in the days when you had to camp out to get your tickets. So it's still a hell of a lot easier to get them online, right?
I don't know. It's a different problem.
It seemed more fair, though, when we used to camp out.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, at least had a random somebody in front of me that I could see. They pulled the ticket.
There were 20 different places selling them all at the same time.
Right.
Well, that's fine, but still. Now you're all at one, and there's a million bots getting in there before any of us can buy tickets.
Sue, did you ever do that? Did you ever camp out for tickets?
No, I never did.
Not even
once.
Nope.
Who'd you camp out for?
Oh, Van Halen.
Rolling Stones.
Oh, well, what was I thinking?
1986.
Yeah, Rolling Stones, The Who, Pink Floyd.
The Who.
Right. Nice.
The big ones.
I don't know. It's a different problem. Carl's right.
I remember my brothers slept. They camped out for ZZ Top and Rat tickets.
I saw Nazareth is coming to St. Louis, to the Wildly coming up soon.
Is that right?
And that was my first ever concert, like 1979 or something.
Is Dan McCaffrey still in the band?
I think so. Yeah.
Then it's still Nazareth.
It's still Nazareth. Go ahead. I digress.
It looks like the owners of the O.J. Simpson infamous white Ford Bronco, which was at the center of the low-speed chase throughout Los Angeles, are finally ready to sell the car with the hopes of getting at least $1.5 million. Simpson's former manager is Michael Gilbert, and two friends of Simpson's longtime friend Al Collins all share ownership in the vehicle and are now planning to sell it. The three owners said that they had at least one offer previously for $750,000, which they turned down. And since 2016, the white Ford Bronco has been on loan to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
What? Come on. I know I saw a meme about this the other day, but it would be rather fitting, don't you think, if they used that as OJ's hearse? Wouldn't that be kind of fitting? Open it up. I'm sure you could fit the casket in the back of it. No, I'm not getting crickets here. Come on.
I'm not commenting on that.
I've seen the thing with all the all the cop cars.
And have the police
cars
behind it. I mean, that would just be a fitting image, I think.
All right,
it's what he's best known for.
I'm sorry. I just got a text from somebody. Dan McCaffrey has passed away. So I don't know.
I thought I saw that name on the list. I'm sorry, Carl.
He's passed away, so he will. I don't know what version of Nazareth you're going to be seeing.
If it's at the Wildy, it's clearly a small version of Nazareth. Hey, but go ahead,
right,
please.
I could be in the band.
Sue might be there singing.
Sue singing Hair of the Dog.
I will be there for that if you do that, Sue. I don't know if you saw this. Apple said it's fixing a software glitch after coming under fire for a display of the Palestinian flag emoji when some iPhone users typed Jerusalem using the device's keyboard. British television presenter Rachel Riley, she put this on X, and said that the flag emoji suggestion appeared after she upgraded her iPhone software to the latest version, which is iOS 17.4.1. So apparently Apple's trying to fix it.
I don't believe that was a glitch. I feel like that was done intentionally, and then that's their excuse. It's a glitch.
Under emojis? You can search under emojis?
Like, you type in a word, if you typed in Jerusalem, it sounds like that would be the first suggestion. Like, that would be the one that pops up
to
match
it. That's easy to test.
Since we just had the solar eclipse, something else is going to happen in the sky, but they don't really know when, apparently. A star is expected to explode sometime this summer, and the spectacle will be visible with the naked eye in the northern hemisphere. This should happen anytime from now until September.
Just don't ever take your eyes off the sky. Between now and September, just look up all the time.
So the star has already exploded. We just know when the light is finally going to get here. Yeah. Is that what they're telling us?
Yep, 3,000 light years away from Earth.
Don't worry, you'll hear about it.
I'm sure you will. All right. All right, back in just a minute. We'll talk to David Gregory about the senior tax break.
Get more at 971talk.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.